welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You are great, yes, you are Holy One.
Welcome to the pastor's portion.
Walked upon the sea.
This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministry, Iron Sharpens Iron. And in this program, Reverend Abel Assan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.
I'm talking about the spirituality of submission. Without the Holy Spirit, you will find it extremely difficult to submit to any man. Submitting to God will even be an issue for you. But Jacob was unable to submit to his brother, I believe because the angels of God had met him. When you have a spiritual encounter with God, it becomes easier for you to fulfill all the scriptures to the glory of God. Look at the last part of our passage. Jacob said, "And I have sent to tell my Lord that I may find favor in your sight." I believe that favor is heading towards your life right now in the name of Jesus. But you must have a heart of submission for favor to find you. So there are people who struggle in submitting because when you talk about submission to them, they feel that you are saying that somebody is superior, they are inferior, somebody is big, they are small. Somebody is more acceptable, they are not acceptable. That is not what it means when we talk about submission. Now, there are people in churches where the pastor is far younger than some of the people there. But they don't have a problem calling the pastor their father. Because they understand something spiritual about the office the person is occupying. So a mother may have his son as the president of Ghana. If he is a very educated person, he will not have a problem calling his son Mr. President. So I personally believe that the more enlightened you are, the more civilized you are, and the more matured and spiritual you are, the less problems you have with submission. I believe that. The Bible says something very interesting about how to relate with older people. He said that you shall rise when the old person is approaching. You shall rise when the old person is approaching. Yesterday, I was at a pastor's ordination service. And we're seated at the pastor's office. About 6 or 7 pastors were seated at the pastor's office. And a senior minister entered the office. When he entered the office, We all stood up. Why did we stand up? To honor his presence. Somebody will say, you are worshiping a man. And I will say, you are speaking like an ignorant person. We are called to rise. When an older person or a person of a certain standing enters our presence, and those who find submission will find it difficult to have others submitting to them. So although they were twins, Jacob accepted that he came after Esau. He called Esau, my Lord Esau. He called him twice.
And
I see a big blessing coming over your life because of submission. So, as I'm sharing the word of God with you, just be examining yourself. Submission is a heart condition of honor that enables a person to prefer another person to himself. It's a heart condition. So submission is not forced and must not be forced by any man. When a person has honor in his heart, he will do things that will show how submissive he is. I was on the golf course playing with a certain man of God, a great man of God. And he asked this guy to bring us some minerals afterwards. We're going to chat. So the young man came and he was serving me first. I said, no, you cannot serve me first. You cannot serve me first. A greater than I am is in this place.
Hallelujah.
Serve him first. Now, why did I do that? It's because I have an honor in my heart for this man of God. So there are things we do, we are not aware, but it shows that, number one, you don't have honor. Number two, you have honor, you don't have honor, you don't have honor. So everything we do is telling us something about what is in our hearts as far as honor is concerned. So I'm saying that go into your heart, because I'm not just talking about actions. See, if you talk about actions, it will appear that when you go to a party, you must serve the big man first. Not necessarily. That's not what I'm trying. I'm not making any rule. I'm just saying that when there's honor in your heart, there are certain things you will fight for its establishment. Because you feel that, no, he deserves to have something, and I don't have to have what he has.
And it's that be what I want to when I knew would be a cool with him, me didn't, man, Cassa, Yakopa, it is so, Yankas and Penny for the Naman, no man, no kind, Debbie. Now, I can say, and it's dear Ben, now what I come and what would be my son, Nipana, winning a young.
Submission is a product of a gentle and quiet spirit.
Nasa, we will be a one who brass here.
If you have a gentle and quiet spirit, you will find it easy to submit. But if you have a rough and troubled spirit, submission will be, you won't like even this message that I'm preaching this morning. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 4. 1 Peter 3:4. It's talking about what makes us beautiful. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart. With the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. When you have a gentle and quiet spirit, the Bible says you have a spiritual beauty that cannot be destroyed. Receive this gentle and quiet spirit in the name of Jesus. Which is very precious in the sight of God. Which is very precious in the sight of God. Which is very precious in the sight of God. Which is very precious in the sight of God. There are some things, they are not precious in the sight of God. But a gentle and a quiet spirit is precious in the sight of God. Then the Bible goes on. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also dressed themselves. In this manner, in former times, our times have changed. The times have become horrible. In the times we are living in have become horrible. Change that verse, you are lost. The times we are living in have become horrible. The Bible says that in the former times, the holy women. So submission is associated with holiness or pure living. The holy women, that's how they adorned themselves. Being submissive to their own husbands. Being submissive to their own husbands. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. So when Esau was called Lord by Jacob, it shows that Jacob had a submissive spirit. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. How many wives call their husbands Lord today? The first time I met a lady, I mean this is a lawyer, I was talking with her and she said, "Hey boy, I have to go now, my Lord is calling me." I took notice of that. But there are women today, they will not dream of calling their husbands Lord. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed, calling Abraham Lord, whose daughters you are. Whose daughters you are. If you do good and are not afraid with any terror. I can almost hear somebody saying, the way my husband is, I cannot call him Lord. I cannot call him Lord. I cannot sincerely call him Lord. And the husband will also say, the way my wife is, I cannot love her the way a husband must love a wife. And so you see, the two of you are corrupting the whole marriage setup and violating the word of God. Somebody has to rise up and say, I will obey the word in spite of what you do. And when you call your husband, and by the way, I'm not just saying that just go and call your husband Lord, Lord, Lord. If you do it, fine. I'm talking about a heart condition of honor.
Yeah.
That makes you see him as a master or somebody who is like.
Nanya say ya Kenya, ebia wanukura ya udu, nyaoni ma ya darin darin, Now call say na dear Lord o, na dear Lord o. Na emfi wa kuma na Lord o na da wa no se nya no. Ma sa mi wura na wo ka no. Enya mi wura efi wa kuma ma wo gye e dia kire ni se, wo se oyɛ wo bi a ɔno ni efie ni ti.
I want to say something very spiritual. This message I'm sharing with you is very spiritual. If you are not spiritual, you can use it to abuse people. But I can give you a warning right here. If you use submission to abuse somebody, you the abuser, you will pay highly for it. God will ensure that. So a certain gradient is needed for things that are apt to fall on us.
The way
I'm holding the microphone, I've created a gradient. That means that anything that comes on top of this microphone is likely to slip down. When you relate with God, this is how the positioning must be. When you relate with your husband, this is how the positioning must be. You must be at the lower side and allow the person that God has given the top position to be at the top. When you do that, good things will begin to flow from here down to where you are. And I see that kind of blessing flowing into your life in Jesus' name. So the Bible says that God is against those who are proud. But he gives grace to the humble. He gives grace to the humble. Submission is talking about humility. Submission is talking about humility. Now I'm going to take my time and explain what it means to submit. What does it mean to submit? To submit is to yield oneself to another person's will or authority. It means to yield yourself to the authority or the will of another person. When you therefore submit to God, you have yielded yourself to the will and authority of God. So anything that comes against your life must first deal with the authority under which you are operating. For it to work. Are you aware? Give me James chapter 4 verse 7.
James 2:9.
Submission is the reason why we pray in the name of Jesus. When you pray in the name of Jesus, you admit that your name is not strong enough. You admit that there's somebody more powerful than you are. And so you bring yourself under the person's name. So you say, I ask this in the name of Jesus. It means I'm asking this in the authority of Jesus. Look at James chapter 4 verse 7.
James and I Yakubu
he said, submit to God. Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. Submit to God. Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. If you are not submitted to God, you don't have much authority to resist the devil. So anytime Satan is prevailing in your life, one of the things to do is to check your submission level to God. Because when you are submitted to God and you resist him, The Bible says he will run away from you. I see Satan running away from
Amen.
You. I see Satan running away from your case.
Amen.
I see Satan running away from your circumstances.
Amen.
He is not that powerful if you are submitted to God. He is only powerful when you are on your own. But once you are submitted to God, the authority of God flows upon you.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes he sees you and he rather runs away from you. Because he can see that there's some authority over your life.
Jesus. Oh, who said, who will to me be our soul?
This is why you can have a police officer.
And nothing I'll bet me any opposing.
Who is slim and young?
I was sure. Now I am here.
When he stands in the middle of the road.
So what Gina a quite fin fear.
And he lifts up his hand.
Now a man in Sabako person.
You have to stop. No, once I was driving on the Kansarodu road. And I was having a blast. Enjoying, speeding, moving. And then a police officer lifted up the hand. I had to step on the brake. And the officer realized that he didn't do the right thing because his attention was on somebody else. And he stopped me in the wrong way. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I found it difficult to explain. So he just said, I should just go on. So I kept moving. But I had to stop because of the uniform.
Mm.
Given to him by the state of Ghana.
Mm.
Hey,
now, woman,
Mary, wait.
So for him, who speed and all call.
Mary, wait. Mary, wait.
The
thing he was wearing is what made me stop. Because ordinarily, I would have said, no, you can't stop me. You can't stop me now. But because of what he was wearing, the authority of the garment that he had on, I had to stop. And wait. Until he told me I should carry on.
Wow.
That is authority.
Carry on.
When you are submitted to God and you lift up your hand over every situation, I tell you, the powers of darkness are going to come down.
Hallelujah!
That's why the evil spirit in the dealing with the sons of Sceva said this. They said, Paul, I know.
But
they said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But you sons of Sceva, who are you? He knew that Jesus was submitted to God. So he had power. And somebody will say, it's because of Jesus. That's what? No, a human being like you, like me, we can have power with the devil. So the evil spirit said, Paul, I also know. That guy, he has got authority too.
And our son said, yes, Paul, bro, Paul, so cry any minute.
Why does Paul have authority?
I don't think Paul or what to me.
Because Paul has submitted himself unto God. If you submit yourself to God this morning, the Bible says that and you resist the devil, he will flee from you. I pronounce this morning, every demon control situation in your life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bring it to the right level. Because there is power in the name of Jesus. That is what it means to yield. To yield is to permit oneself to be subject to something. Permit yourself to be subject to something. So thus, I'm talking about human beings.
Now, where make us suffer nipa?
She is interpreting me.
See, me also for some how can you meet them?
So she is not on her own.
And it's in your mind, you know, me so.
If she gets to be on her own on stage, The grace on her life will begin to calm down. But if she keeps her position as an interpreter, more grace will be given to her. Because God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. So your will is in your hand. My will is in my hand. When I take my will and I say, I will not do my will, I will do your will, I am submissive. And I'm not saying that you should throw away your will. I'm not saying your will is a bad thing. I'm just saying that in dealing with human beings, in working with people who are leaders, you need to learn to yield your will to the leader. This is what brings favor into the lives of people. And I want to repeat it, that at your workplace, don't fight your boss. In your school, don't fight the headmaster. Wherever you are, be committed more to the person at the top than any other person. Because if he wants you there, you will stay there. But if he wants you out, you are likely to go out. So learn to be submissive. And learn to yield your will to the will of your leaders. There was a time a man called Apollos was instructed by Paul to go and do something. It was not his will to do it at that time. So he explained it to Paul. And then Paul wrote a letter to the church and told them that Apollos will come at the right time. I wanted him to come, but it was not his will to come at this time. I'm saying this to say that when I talk about submitting your will to another person, it does not mean that your will is used. Paul respected the will of Apollos, although he was the leader. There are practical things we do that show that we are not submissive. Number one, when we say no to our leaders. When the leader wants you to do something and you say no, I won't do it, it shows that you don't have a humble heart. Example is Vashti. Vashti was in a very powerful position. The husband had organized a party. And so many people were there, and Vashti herself had been given resources to have a party for all the women in the province of King Ahasuerus. As the days were going on, the king wanted the wife to come and keep him company, if you like. The wife was beautiful. She was nice looking. So the instruction was to put on your nice apparel and come and let people see how nice you are.
Oh yeah. And Vashti
said, go and tell the king
that
I am not coming. Because of what she did, the Bible says she lost her position. This is why I tell you that you must learn to honor and submit to your leaders. If they ask you to do something and you cannot do it, explain it. They are reasonable people. I'm sure they will say, oh, okay, it's okay now. And they will even explain it to others and justify you.
But
if you just say no without explanation, it shows that you don't have a humble heart. You don't honor the leader enough to give him an explanation for your answer. And I suggest to you that that is not how to behave in the church of God.
Thank you all for listening. And if you don't know Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, I want you to pray this prayer for me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this afternoon. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Come and stay in my heart and make me a brand new person. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name. If you're a teacher of the Word of God, I pray that your teaching ministry will go higher and higher. In Jesus' name. Thank you once again, and God bless you.
You are great, yes, you are holy one.
Welcome to the pastor's portion.
Walked upon the sea, raised at
end. This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministry. Iron sharpens iron. And in this program, Reverend Abel Assan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.